What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, today, the U.S. women's gymnastics team is now officially back on top of the world. 1 year after slipping to a team silver medal at the Olympic Games in Tokyo, the Americans were back atop the podium for their sixth consecutive team title earlier today at the World Gymnastics Championships in Liverpool, England. The U.S. team of Skye Blakely, Shalice Jones, Lian Wong, and Olympians Jade Carey and Jordan Childs led the competition. With the win, the U.S. secured its spot in the Olympic Games Paris 2024 and established a record winning streak of six straight world titles. So congrats to the U.S. women's gymnastic team.
Isn't it always funny how we never know what's going on in sports like these until we get to the Olympics? Like, we never understand the 4 years in between. So this is actually good information. I'm glad you told us this one.
I love gymnastics.
Yeah, but I like don't watch it unless it's the Olympics, right? I mean, do you watch it?
No.
And where would I watch it?
I mean, I feel like if I saw
there's
this.
There's like an Olympic channel somewhere.
Is it like NBC something?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that the Olympic World Championships were, I mean, not the Olympic, the national, like the World Championships for gymnastics, these were probably on somewhere. You know?
They probably were on like USA or something
right.
like that.
They had to be on TV somewhere. They probably streamed somewhere that I could have found.
I think they were on one of those like alternate channels, something like that. It's also a completely different time zone. You know, it was in Liverpool.
Yeah. So England.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Mazel tov to the women's Olympic gymnastics team. I love the sport. I do. I always wanted to do it.
I used to want to be a
gymnast. You always wanted to be a gymnast?
Yeah, I always looked at those guys and I was like, those guys are ripped. The way they can hang from those, what do they call those rings? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
the rings.
Yeah, the ring. Like the way they can do that.
What do they call those rings? Yeah, the rings.
Right. And then there was that movie. Do you guys remember that movie?
Gymkata.
What was it called?
Gymkata.
Maybe.
That's the one where he was like a karate guy, gymnast.
I think it might have been before that. I think it was, what was the guy's name?
No Mitch Retreat, Gaylord? No Surrender?
Mitch Gaylord.
Mitch Gaylord. American Anthem.
American Anthem. Yes. Yeah. And that was, what's Wayne Gretzky's wife's name?
Janet Evans.
She's the female gymnast in that movie. That was a great movie.
She's the female lead, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had anyone mention that movie in 25 years.
Great movie. Mitch Gaylord, shout out to you, my brother.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mitch Gaylord, great American.
It's like the cheesiest of cheesy sports movies you can
find.
Don't
say that, George. Don't say that. Mitch Gaylord is driving around somewhere right now enjoying Sedano and Cap, and then all of a sudden, the next thing he knows, he's being shouted out and being told he's a cheese ball.
Is it cheesier than like Rudy?
No, not even close to as cheesy as Rudy. Rudy's one of the cheesiest of all time.
Extra cheese.
That's like some Velveeta all up in it.
That's not real cheese.
That's not.
Velveeta's not real cheese?
No, Cap.
No, bro.
I didn't know that.
Come on.
I thought Velveeta was a cheese product. Like when you go to the store and they have the individual wrapped Velveeta slices, that's not cheese?
No, there's like a little star, a little asterisk, and it says like not actual cheese product. It's like cheese byproduct.
Yeah.
But
you're never going to eat it again?
I feel like you don't even need to have it like refrigerated.
I haven't eaten it in ages, but it used to be damn good, Velveeta.
I think it's good. I mean, I would eat some Velveeta mac and cheese. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying it's not real cheese.
Laura.
I cook my mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese
from scratch,
is not also, it's not very much in like the, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm, it's not very much in the Latino like wheelhouse.
Mac and cheese?
At least when I was a kid growing up.
I had
abuela making me real food.
Well, okay, but if you're doing like the craft box, I get it. But I do mine from scratch where like I have to shred the cheese. I have to put work. It's not that 10-minute instant.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The blue box.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about real stuff.
Velveeta is in a yellow box and it's even easier to make than craft because you don't have to mix the cheese.
That's even worse. Like, no. Like my mac and cheese takes hours.
I'm not, sometimes you're just not trying to do all that, you know? Obviously it tastes better, but.
Yeah.
You know what's
who
good?
Cooks
mac
every
and cheese
night?
Or
I don't.
Some good bacon. Good bacon in mac and cheese would be nice.
Oh, mine has it when I do it for Thanksgiving dinner. It does have bacon in it. It's really good.
Sounds good.
Clogged arteries, though, but.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to take my fat pills here in a minute.
Yeah, I feel like happy.
Just for talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't taken them yet today, so.
What are these fat pills you take?
I don't know. Don't ask. You don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to know, George, because one day you're going to have to start taking pills.
You got high blood pressure, Cap?
I didn't, but then my doctor told me I had like a little bit of high blood pressure. He's like, take these pills. I'm like, I don't want to take these pills.
Just take them, Cap.
Cappy, I know who causes your high blood pressure. Between Rachel and your kids, it's not your diet.
Yeah.
that's probably what needs to calm down is the stress level.
I don't know. I think it's mostly diet. I'm pretty sure it's mostly diet.
Stress and diet. Saying.
I mean, I'm sure you're dieting great, but...
No, I'm not dieting well at all. But I
don't feel like you eat that bad.
I don't know. Yes, last night, I didn't eat very well. Remember yesterday I was bragging about how when I drive up to the radio station, I usually stop at Chick-fil-A, and I thought I did myself a big favor by not stopping at Chick-fil-A yesterday? Yes, yeah. You know what I stopped at on the way home?
Uh-oh.
Chick-fil-A.
Nope. Nope. Close, George. Close.
In-N-Out?
Yep, In-N-Out. Now, I want to say this. I'm on a diet. I'm starting to make conscious choices. You know what I had from In-N-Out?
What?
A protein burger.
I had a double plain on a protein style, right?
Yeah.
But then I had two of them.
No, Cap, no.
Yeah, so I had four total cheeseburgers, all no bread, you know, no ketchup. I'm on a diet, you know, no ketchup. No sugar in the ketchup. But don't worry, I had two burgers.
You can do the Flying Dutchman, too.
What's that?
Where it's just literally the meat and the cheese and the grilled onions.
And how do you eat it? How do you pick it up?
With a fork and knife.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Yeah. I'm driving.
Yeah, just saying. Just get one cheeseburger, protein style, you're good.
Two of them.
You
two
eat and drive, Cap?
Yep.
Yeah, no. No eating in my car.
Not in the new sled?
Nope, not in the new sled.
All right.
Yeah, I eat in my car.
I don't
eat that often, but occasionally I do eat it.
Yeah. I'm not a messy eater, so I'm good. Like,
well,
not in
you
got to
make sure you get the right thing so that it's not messy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
you
that's
know.
The key.
Like a double-double animal style, you got big problems.
Yeah, never.
You know, but the double-double protein style with nothing on it, plain, that's a very clean burger.
Light lettuce, yep, you're good.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Hey, George, just an update from earlier in the show today. Kirk Morrison was, in fact, at home.
Oh, well, there you have it.
While on the show.
Okay, I mean, so then maybe he could have appeared like you wanted him to. But, you know, maybe, what if he's doing the show al fresco?
When you say al fresco, what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
You mean like the Italian dish, like where you get it al fresco? I don't
know
what that means.
No, like, you know, not
properly wardrobed?
Correct.
Ah. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But again, ask the guy to put on a t-shirt, you know?
That's asking a lot.
Hey, can you get dressed, please?
Yeah, I'm at home. You want me to come on your show. Right.
I'm already asking a lot, being like, hey, you know, I know that you're busy probably taking care of your kids, about to make dinner or whatever, but can you come on our show? And then I could be like, now I'm going to take into your time and ask you to inconvenience yourself by putting on clothes. I just feel like that's a lot to ask.
It is a lot to ask. You're right. I know. I'm a very pushy guy.
I know that you have no problem doing it, so.
No problem. Zero. No problem at all. Zippo. Anyway, George, where were we?
So there was a potential Lakers trade target who is trying to expedite the situation, let's say, on the Woj podcast recently. So Woj had Miles Turner on his pod recently, and Miles just went all thirsty. He just put it out there for everybody to hear.
You know, if I'm the Lakers, I take a very hard look at this with the position that you're in. You know, I know what I can provide for a team. You know, my leadership, my shot blocking, you know, my three-point ability, and just my ability to make plays out there on the floor. And I take a very long look at it. But as far as pulling the trigger, you know, that's I get paid to shoot. Now, you know, I'm not made to make these calls, so I couldn't answer that.
So I take a hard look at me. Sounds like something you would say.
Which part?
Just like, you know, you'd put it out there like, hey, I'm here. If you want some, come get some.
Is that what I would do? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, I'm out here. And if you want some of this, you come get some.
Yeah.
Listen, Miles Turner, I kind of appreciate the candor, which is to say, hey, look, you know, I know what I bring to the table. I'm a really good shooter. Okay. They pay me to shoot. I'm a good shooter. How good of a shooter is he?
Really good defender.
How good is he?
I mean, he's good for a big man. I don't know if he's a good, he's not Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you something. You bring Miles Turner to the Lakers, just hypothetically, for Russell Westbrook. Just mano a mano. Just pure hypothetical here for a second.
I think you're better.
Yeah, but how much?
I mean, you're better. Even though you're good defensively, you're even better defensively. And yeah, you got someone that can space the floor a little bit. So that means you want Anthony Davis inside the three-point line, right?
I want Anthony Davis close to the basket.
Correct. Right. You want him close to the basket. So Miles Turner, you know, can also play inside close to the basket, but he's fine playing from further away. And he's a good pretty good three-point shooter, like historically like 35%, which is not great, but not bad. It's like average, I would say. But for a seven-footer to shoot that, you know, that's pretty good, you know?
Well, listen, I like the guy. Sounds like a very smart, young, articulate business guy. Understands the business of what he's talking about here. But, I mean, listen, I'm not ready to give up on the whole LeBron, AD, Russ experiment yet. Because, George, I believe that Darvin Ham is finally reaching Russell Westbrook. Now, why do I say that? Because they won one game? Not really. I say it because I hear Darvin Ham talking, and I hear a guy that is not intimidated by Russ, that is not walking on eggshells around Russ, that has the resume to earn the respect of Russ. So before I just give up on this and watch it all implode, I'd really like to see a little bit more, because I think I got the right coach to reach this kind of player. Am I alone on this? Is anybody with me? Anybody? Hello?
I think you're just looking at one game and it's too small of a sample size. I think if you look at the whole thing leading back to last season, I think they need to move on.
But it's hard to say about last season because they barely all played together and Russ was not going to be coached by this coach. So now that they've got the right coach in place...
I mean, you honestly think this? Like, what do you actually think?
Well, here's what I think.
How about you tell me on the other side?
I'm glad to do so.
Okay, let's do that coming up in just a second. Stick around, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Oh,
yeah.
Gasolina.
Yo, this is one of my favorite Daddy Yankee bangers.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not Daddy Yankee.
The way you said it was just great.
Banger, dude.
Do you have any other Daddy Yankee bangers that you like?
No, this is my favorite one. Gasolina.
Cappy, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I remember we were like probably junior year, maybe sophomore year. Don't recall. Really, really. And we got in trouble for like, in Spanish, you call it perrear, right? So it's like, what is it called? Like twerking on a guy. Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice en inglés?
Twerking.
Twerking,
yeah. Yeah. So we got so, like, in trouble because they were like, you guys can't play that music here, and you definitely can't be dancing like that. We're like, oh, well.
George, you throw a twerk at us on the YouTube channel or no?
No, I don't have space to do that in here.
But if you did, if you had the proper space.
Maybe.
You'd show off some moves.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you don't got them, so someone has to.
Come on. Who here can twerk?
I mean, I can't now, bro.
I don't want to twerk with my, like, I just recovered from a back injury. I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah, like, I got knee problems. I got back problems. I'm 34.
I got a twerking injury.
Yeah, I don't want to add to that equation. I got to get on a flight in a couple hours.
Don't tell me about being 34. The other day, Lindsay Baseball and I were sitting in the back office, and we were sitting there chatting, and we were both sitting, and I stood up, and my knees made these noises. I thought Lindsay Baseball was going to throw up.
It was disgusting. It went like It was nasty. And he just, all he did was simply just stand up. It was so gross. Like, he's just like, oh, it's no big deal. Wait till you're my age. Just yeah. Sounded so gross.
Cappy. Yeah.
Don't feel bad. I'm 34 and my knees sound like that. I need surgery. So
really, I know. Yeah. So yeah. Gross.
Cappy, disgusting. I'm also disappointed you don't know another Daddy Yankee banger. You know what I mean?
I do.
That is also true.
I do. I mean, like one of my favorite, my other favorite Daddy Yankee bangers is Sabado Domingo, which I think is a great song.
Come on. How do you not know Despacito? It's like the song. Yeah.
Despacito is one of my favorites.
Ever.
I love Despacito.
Wait, I thought that was Justin Bieber.
He was in the remix of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, it was him and Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee.
I love Despacito. Yeah. Just didn't know that was Daddy Yankee.
Yeah. He also did a remix of Informer called Con Calma with Snow.
Informer.
Oh, I never heard that. I need the Informer remix.
You're listening to it.
I have heard
love this.
This
song.
Yes, I have heard this.
Anybody watching the YouTube is getting a real dance show today. Me and Laura are getting down.
Oh, I'm not getting down at all.
No, you are getting down.
No.
Yeah,
if you think
are.
This is getting down, is sad.
That's what I think. No, that's what
yeah.
I think.
That's sad.
I wish like, the boo no. was here. I wish the boo was in the house.
He can get down.
Boo can dance.
Yes. Yeah.
This past Sunday,
boom, boom, down.
When I was at the Rams game, you know, at halftime, they had the Jabberwocky guys. You guys familiar with their work?
Yes, I'm familiar with them.
The Jabberwockies?
Yeah.
Laura, I think
they got their own store in Las Vegas in MGM Grand.
And yeah. Shaq performed with them at an All-Star game once.
Laura, I think the Boo could be a Jabberwocky.
He was a dancer before, but he also has messed up knees because he used to do pole vaulting or whatever. So.
Or whatever.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Something like that. Some kind of track and field event that he used to participate in.
Mm-hmm. So he has jacked up knees. Mm-hmm. Do you know this song, Cappy? Because it is Ariel Helwani's favorite song. I remember we used to introduce him with it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this one?
Mm. There was, I want to say there was a UFC fighter who came into the song not that long ago.
Probably. I love this song.
It does sound like, I know what you mean. I feel like that's familiar to me.
So, George, if you had the proper space, the ample room where you're broadcasting from at home, if you had the space, you would twerk for us?
No.
No, I just thought it was a spatial issue.
I mean, it is, but I also would not.
I know Cappy would, but that's no one needs to see that.
Yeah, no one needs to see that, in all honesty. So.
I might even get up on a handstand and twerk.
This one also has
get
Daddy
on
Yankee.
A handstand and twerk?
The way those knees cracked the other day, I'm going to have to seriously question your ability to do a handstand, Cap.
Yeah, seriously.
Why? My knees are fine, or my elbows are fine. It's my knees that are all jacked up.
Okay, so let's see it. You got the camera. Let's see it.
I don't have the room. I don't have the space here.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the space.
So what were you going to say about the Russ situation? Right. I said, what is your expectation then, I guess? Like, that they can survive this and be, like, good?
I think that... We are six games into a season, six games into an 82-game season. You have the greatest player of his generation. You have Anthony Davis proving to everybody that he's willing to fight through injury and sacrifice for his team. Mm-hmm. And you have Russell Westbrook in the early stages of accepting a new role that he might be really good at. You know, when a starting pitcher becomes a relief pitcher, and once he gets over the ego part of it and he goes, hey, look, I'm going to pitch 4, 5, 6. I'm not going to start the game, but they need me for 3 or 4 innings. When Russ can really get to that place where he realizes that starting is just not that important. You come off the bench, you run the second team, and you play. And I'm just not ready to give up on it yet.
Can they shoot the ball still? In this equation of yours?
Not really that great.
Then that's it.
Here's a question. But how much better does Miles Turner make them?
He certainly can shoot better than Russ.
But I know, but dude, he's a 6'11 big man. You don't need him out there shooting. I mean, if you're
relying on him. No. As a matter of fact, if you want Anthony Davis closer to the basket, that's exactly the type of player you want on this team.
I feel like I'd rather have like a real lethal shooter rather than a big man who's capable of doing some shooting.
The whole point is that you get him and Buddy Hield. Like, that's the
Now Buddy Hield is another story, but we were talking about
getting them together is what I'm saying. And now all of a sudden there's more gravity to those particular shooters.
All I'm saying is I'm happy that the Lakers for this year would stay put and see what happens. And do not give up any of those draft choices going into the future. Make your way through the season. When the season's over, you no longer have Russ's contract. You've got all that money to spend, and you got to put everything you can into the final 2 years of LeBron's career. That's my opinion. Because what you're saying is that Miles Turner and Buddy Hield come to the Lakers, and I'll ask you this so I don't put words in your mouth. Are they a championship contender with those two guys on this roster?
They're not, but I mean, so you want to just waste another year of Lakers basketball.
What is wasting? I mean, if you don't make the playoffs versus if you make the play-in versus if you're lucky enough to get into a six seed and you get knocked out in the first round. Like I thought everything about Lakers basketball was about winning championships.
Right, but if you're not in the play-in, you're giving yourself a shot at least.
So there's no chance that this team, as it is right now, six games into the season, there's no chance this team can make the play-in.
No, I mean, make the play-in? Could they be a top 10 team? Maybe, but I don't feel super confident in that either.
George, I'm sometimes I make the mistake of staying in too long. I will acknowledge that.
Yeah, you're the guy at the blackjack table that after you've had a hot kind of, you know, run, basically. And, you know, a hot deck, and you're like, let's keep going. And then you lose like a quarter of your stack, and you're like, let's keep going.
Or
and
how about
lost
this?
Half your stack, let's keep going. And then it's all gone.
Yeah. Right, like a stock. You know, hey, that stock was $150 a share. It's down to $125. It'll be back. It's down to $100. It's still going to come back. Yeah. It's down to $75. Maybe I should buy more. It's down to 50. No. Don't worry. It's still coming back sometime. Yeah. Sometime it will, maybe. And then even at zero, you're like, okay, well, I mean, I'm not quite as confident, but I mean, I still think it's going to come back.
Right. But you, I feel like this is you talking about Peloton or something.
You mean like the Peloton stock?
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's coming back.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I sold it pretty high.
I'm not holding. But I am holding some other stuff that I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to look. Like 2 or 3 years from now, I'll look. But right now, I'm not looking.
No, I hear you. But what I'm just saying is like, this is not that. Like Russell Westbrook is not like some hot stock at this stage of his life.
No, but he did something on Sunday that I've not seen him do.
What, be happy in a Lakers uniform?
Correct.
In a game?
Correct.
Okay, cool. That's one game.
So now, let's see what happens tomorrow. Okay. Let's see what happens on Friday. Okay. And let's see where we are at the end of this week. And, you know, can the Lakers surprise some people and win some games that most people don't think they're going to be able to win, like against New Orleans, as an example? Mm-hmm. Certainly based on what New Orleans did to them last year.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I mean,
George, I'm the ultimate optimist. What can I tell you, pal?
Yeah. You know what you are? The ultimate flip-flopper on them. Because you literally go, and it's not like, you were like, at the beginning, it's like, oh, it's only three games, and then you turned on them. And now you're like, oh, let's give it more of a shot.
Well, I turned on them because it's like, oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's really hurt now. I'm like, yeah, I'm not so sure about that. It could be his ego's hurt more than his hamstring is hurt.
No, but it wasn't that. It's just the shooting was so bad.
George?
You can't win in the NBA in 2022 if you don't have... Forget about, like, they don't even have average shooting.
If you had average shooting,
I would give you that.
Come on.
But they have like way below average shooting.
It's early, George. It's early. Lots of improvement coming. Lots of coaching coming.
Okay. You think that's going to work itself out? All right, cool.
Am I by myself? Is there anybody that's with me on this that wants the Lakers to stay put?
Oh, no. I think people want it to stay put just so that way you don't give up the assets and you can just like move on. But I don't
know
how.
Is there anybody hopeful that maybe this could come together and these guys could surprise a whole bunch of people? Because nobody thinks they're going to compete for a championship. This year, success is make the playoffs. I mean, that is pathetic, man. Come on. The Lakers' success would be just make the playoffs? What has happened here? What has happened?
I'll tell you what happens. Is that they went all in for a championship and it didn't work out. And it worked out for the championship, but after the fact, everything has kind of gone wrong for them from an injury perspective and then some bad trades and decisions with the roster. It is what it is.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano. Time for Big Deal or No Deal here on Sedano and Cap. And that means Lindsay Baseball standing by. Linz?
Thanks, Cappy. And just like Pat Bev, I'm super excited.
Yeah. Super excited.
All right, so we talked a little bit about this yesterday, about Elon Musk buying Twitter and some of the things that may or may not happen under his reign. And after announcing that Twitter verification on the platform will cost users a monthly fee of $20 a month, Elon Musk has bumped the price down for Twitter Blue. Users will now have to pay only $8 if they want to be verified on the app, in addition to priority and replies, mentions and search, and the ability to post long video and audio. Well, a lot of people are weighing in on this, including author Stephen King, who tweeted, quote, $20 a month to keep my blue check? Bleep that, they should pay me. If that gets instituted, I'm gone like Enron. So is this whole situation with having to pay for these various things on Twitter a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'll start off by saying big deal because people have become accustomed to Twitter being a free service. And just like Stephen King said, every time somebody tweets, whether you have one follower or 1 billion followers, Twitter makes money. And so somebody like Stephen King is like, so you should be paying me to put all my content on your platform. And a lot of people feel that way. And some people actually can monetize it. I mean, if Kim Kardashian wants to send out a tweet with her favorite shampoo, she get paid $100,000. If Dwayne Johnson wants to send out a tweet with his favorite whatever, he can get paid big money. But everybody's contributing to their success. So, yeah, I feel like I'm super interested to see what happens if people do kind of leave the platform and look for other alternatives.
Well, celebrities are already starting to leave the platform. And I texted you guys in our little group chat last night that I find it kind of interesting timing that the former CEO and like the founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, yesterday, he started the, what's it called? The beta version for his new social media platform. I think it's called Blue Sky or Sky Blue, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of celebrities are already saying, like, man, Elon Musk is running Twitter now. Like, I'm out. So I wouldn't be surprised if that starts to happen, especially if he's making people pay for it. It's kind of
well,
silly.
I think if Jack Dorsey starts his new thing and people could flock to that and that could become the new Twitter. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to stick around just to see what happens. By the way, I got a note from or an update from like the ESPN TV, like social media platform team, that they're investigating how the validity to this claim that they're going to charge people for verifications and all that stuff.
Yeah, it seems kind of ridiculous. And I know Elon Musk was going on like a spree.
Well, by the way, how about do we love the fact that he went from $20 to $8 already?
Right, right. He was like, because Stephen King tweeted that. And then he was like, how about $8? So he said, well, we got to pay the bills. We got to make money. Like, there's got to be a way for Twitter to make money aside from paid advertisements.
Well, like, think about this. When Elon Musk says, hey, I'm going to put out a new vehicle, tons of people will put down deposits for that vehicle. Whether or not they ultimately buy the vehicle is a different story, but they want to get in line. And all of a sudden, Elon Musk goes from having $0 in this equation to having millions and millions and millions of dollars just based on deposits that right. people make. So he's a smart guy who knows how to monetize everything he does, and he's looking at this and going, why do we give this all away for free?
Yeah, I just feel like social media is one of those things where obviously it's a private company. He can do what he wants, but he's a dummy if he thinks that people are just going to be like, oh, okay, we have to pay it because we have to, because it's there, because there's plenty of smart geniuses, people, whatever, out there that are going to create a competitor. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, Twitter's just one of many forms of social media, and people aren't, I don't know, I just don't think that, like, in general, I don't see people paying for it. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Instagram has ads, and people don't complain. I know many people that actually click, a ton of people that click on those Instagram ads, because the algorithm puts it to stuff you want.
I did, you know? The other day, I bought some dog treats on there.
The other day when I was at that Rams game, I was sitting there with one of our sales guys, a gentleman by the name of Mark Cates, who's about to run the New York City Marathon this upcoming weekend for Alzheimer's research. So we should all make some donations. But anyway, that aside, I go, hey, man, cool shoes. He goes, yeah, I bought them off Instagram. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. They popped up on my Instagram feed. He goes, "So those are dope. I'm going to buy them.
Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff on Instagram, to be honest. Can't think of all of them right now, but dog treats were the most recent one. All right, next one. Cappy, this one's specifically for you because I know that you're very passionate about this topic, right? So the host of ABC's The View celebrated Halloween this year by dressing as famous female television characters during a segment in which kids dressed up in costumes inspired by the talk show's Hot Topics segment. The show trotted out a young boy dressed as the Oscar slap. The costume was a gold bodysuit to make the kid look like an Oscar statue, plus a red handprint painted on his face to emulate Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock. This, you know, had people on social media all up in arms, where half of them thought that it was very funny. The other half was like, oh, this is so disrespectful. This is too soon. But again, the point of the segment was like Hot Topics turned into Halloween costumes. So is this a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
No deal for me. I mean, I applaud the creativity. But I would be the guy that would be like, so what are you? Wait, what do you mean? You're the Oscar who
got
slapped?
Come on, you don't think that that's pretty obvious if he's dressed like an Oscar and he has a red handprint on his face? I feel like that's very obvious.
No, because the guy who got slapped was Chris Rock, not the Oscar.
Sure, but I've definitely would make the connection.
You're the Oscar slap.
Sinana, would you make the connection?
Yes, very easily. Cappy's like, can I ask you a question? What is the whole Oscar thing with the red thing?
So yeah, how did you come to this conclusion?
Right. What is this costume that you are wearing today, and how should I know this?
What went into this decision to create this costume? Did your parents help you, or?
Don't forget, I'd also ask how much did it all cost?
And how do you feel about Will Smith?
Correct.
Wait, what are you doing? What are we doing? That's his thing. So.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
That's a good one.
Sorry, Cap. That was funny.
No, it's okay. You know, I have an entire list of Sedano-isms I can break out at any time.
Oh, yes, we know. You've already used them a million times. Yeah.
Well,
but it's
I've got an entire list of them here, you know.
We found many of them on the Sedano and Cap Spirit Halloween meme costumes.
They will probably pop up on his shirt shop or something, you know?
Just yeah. Know. Yeah, you can't use any of mine on your shirt shop.
You can't?
I'll sue your ass.
Really?
Or mine.
Oh, 100% I will sue your ass.
Hella sus I can't use?
That's Laura's. I'll pay for the attorney for her.
How about if I use for the love of God?
Nope.
Any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
I think two things can be true?
Nope.
By any stretch of the imagination?
Nope.
I'm not an absolutist?
Nope.
Greatest predictor of future injury is past injury?
Nope.
Okay.
Especially not that one.
Are you literally like reading off of a list?
Sitting through the
list.
He's like, I'm actually
list.
On my shop right now. Right?
I have a list of Sedano-isms.
It's like I sent it to the printer.
Yep.
if you guys
waiting
were interacting,
for orders.
If you were interacting on the YouTube channel, you'd see that I was reading my list.
Well, I'm working the board, Cappy. I can't be in the chat.
I'm kind of producing the show, but you know.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you know, you have a little bit more time to do that. We can't back here. Just saying.
All right.
Yeah.
So last one here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sticking in the Halloween theme, Gwyneth Paltrow was in the Halloween spirit when she dropped by Jimmy Kimmel last night, coming dressed as Winnie the Pooh. They got on the topic of trick-or-treating since she had parents who were famous in Hollywood. Here is how that conversation went.
Would you be with other, like, celebrity kids and knocking on Jack Nicholson's door or whatever?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger used to live on our street.
He did?
Yeah, we would knock on his door for candy.
Would he give out cigars or... I bet he gave out great stuff, huh?
I don't remember him giving out stuff, but he's Austrian, so maybe they don't, you know, celebrate there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's very surprising to me.
We did end up TPing his house, though.
You did? Does he know this now?
Don't tell him.
Please. You toilet papered Arnold Schwarzenegger's
we
house.
We did. We did, unfortunately, to a few houses there.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
But he was our, like, pride and joy.
Sure, yeah. You tell everybody we got the Terminator's house.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that was really funny.
I don't think that this is necessarily a big deal, but I thought it was pretty funny. So when
hilarious.
Yeah, when you guys were kids, did you TP people's houses?
We did once, but only because we found out who did it to one of like my best friend's house, and it was like retaliation.
Yeah, I TP'd houses too, but I don't feel good about it now. I feel like I should go back and apologize because I've had teenage kids and I've had my house TP'd plenty of times. I've walked out of my house and gone, what the hell? And it was everywhere. And of course, I re-rolled it up and put it in my car just in case of emergencies.
Yeah,
with your extra underpants.
With my underpants.
We used to do it all the time, especially even in like high school. Like if a guy like dumped one of my friends and he was a jerk, we would go toilet paper his house. And I remember one night, we were in the middle of toilet papering a house, and one of my rolls got stuck up in the tree, so I had to climb into the tree to get it. And as I was climbing in the tree, the cops came, and everybody scattered and ran away, and I was in the tree. So I had to just, like, stand in the tree all scared, like, super still and super quiet, while the cop, like, walked around with his flashlight, and thank God he did not catch me, because I would have been in so much trouble.
I've never done it. Never.
It's exhilarating.
Anybody.
It's very. Never. It's quite the adrenaline rush.
When I used to work in Pasadena, long, long time ago, you know, like by San Marino and all, like all that area.
Yeah, San Marino. Part of.
I remember there was like by the honey where the honey baked is. There was like literally like seven houses that were all teepeed, and people looked miserable taking that thing off.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's hard.
So
it's hard getting
I was
it
just
off.
Like, never. I've never done it. Luckily, it's never done to my parents, and I'm like, I would never want to do that.
Dude, somebody. Being on the receiving end of being TP'd, especially if it's like a bunch of kids and a lot of toilet paper because they went to Costco. Oh my God, forget about it, dude. It could take forever to take the toilet paper down, especially if you got big trees going. What a pain in the ass.
That area does, right, George? Those big trees. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Huge trees. No doubt.
The poor worst people. Is when, and we would always try and plan it out to do it right before it rained, because then it would get stuck to the trees.
Oh, Lindsay, you are a pain in the ass.
Man, don't mess with my friends or me, for that matter. It was fun. Yeah. Good times.
Never did it. I'm the good one here.
You are good.
Yeah, I am. Sometimes.
Lindsay's bad.
I was mischievous, but you know what? You only live once. It was fun.
You do only live once. YOLO.
It was fun. I had a great time toilet papering people's houses. And even like we would take, you know, if they had like the school board elections and stuff, we would like go around and collect a bunch of signs at night. And then we would stick a whole bunch of them in one person's yard just so they'd have to clean them all up. That was kind of funny, too.
Yeah, I mean, we did stupid stuff also. But TPing people's houses, just because now that I've been on the receiving end of so many TPs, not happy about it.
It's not like I did like... anything. I don't think it's that bad. Like, it could have been way worse. It's not like I was like egging people's houses or breaking windows,
worse?
You know? Yeah, I feel like egging is way worse because that would stink and smell. Like cleaning it up would be, ugh, no.
Do you guys do the poop on the door?
No, and my brother used to do that all the time.
No,
gross.
That's
my brother
gross.
Did that a lot. And he would video it.
Your brother would do it a lot?
Oh, yeah, he would. And he would also do the thing where they put, like, dog poop on the bottom of, like, a bill and then put fishing line on it and then, like, watch people pick it up. And he would, like, tape it.
It's so gross.
I will tell you the worst thing I did. I had my cousin Evan, I was telling you about the other day, who exfoliates for 47 minutes a day, that guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He used to take fire hydrants and spray out all the whatever's in a fire hydrant, right, and then like open it up and fill it with water and then like pump it up. I don't know how he exactly did this, and because then it would make like a really powerful hose.
Yeah.
And on like a Saturday night for kicks, we would go like driving down the street and he'd like pop out of the back of a car and like spray somebody who was walking down the street or like, you know, riding a bike. And we all thought that was really funny. What a bunch of jerks. We should have gotten our asses kicked.
Probably.
No, it's just, you know, good kid fun. It's not like you were doing anything bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, my brother also used to, they lit firecrackers too. Like, not the ones that are going to like blow up and hurt you, but like just the ones that like, you know, make a really loud noise. I remember we'd go camping and they would go around the campfires, people that are like falling asleep, passed out at the campfire, and he would put them under people's chairs. There's this really funny video of my uncle. He was completely sleeping, and all of a sudden he woke up and he's like, oh, because he was dead asleep and the firecrackers went off. My brother was very, he was way worse than me. I would never do that.
When the time we did TP somebody's house, because it was like the revenge tactic, we had it like, we had like a tactical setup. Like the guy lived like right around the corner from like a strip mall. So we had like a crew there with the car, like two sets of cars. We had a car that would drop people off and then, you know, like go. And then the next car would come and just pick them up. I think we had pagers back then, and we had one friend with a cell phone. So like he would call the pager, and then that's when you knew the other car had to go from the strip mall. And then like, and like it was like a tactical like thing. Like it
wow,
was
like sounds a, like a military operation a you were involved
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It really felt that way. Yeah.
Guys ever hit people's mailboxes with baseball bats?
No, that's I did
terrible.
Not do that.
No.
That's bad. Yeah.
Although I had a friend who's so bad at driving that he absolutely took out one of my like friends' parents' mailbox by accident. Like he just completely like didn't see it, and it was like a brick one. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And like he crashed right into it. This poor girl's family was just like,
"That's a federal crime."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it was.
That's yes. crazy. The one thing that my mom's house that they started doing was like throwing over the trash bins.
Oh,
so
yeah,
all the
yeah.
trash would be on the floor. I'm like, who does that? Like, who has the time or the energy to do all that?
I don't know.
Because then, like
stupid teenagers, the stuff we used to do, man.
It was fun, though.
I never did that. Like, I don't know.
As long as you're not hurting anybody, no one got hurt.
Okay,
you know?
Nobody got hurt, but then, like, I would have to go clean it in the morning. My brother had to go clean it.
Right.
Yeah, and then we'd laugh while you cleaned it up.
You know.
I'll tell you the worst, man. During Christmas, me and the other Hebrew brothers, we'd find people's houses that were all decorated with, like, you know, nativity scenes and stuff, and, like, take some pieces and put them on other people's lawns.
Well, kids have done that forever.
That's so bad.
Yeah,
so hurry up, get baby Jesus.
People take stuff from people's lawns all the time, move them around, and yeah, Halloween stuff or whatever. So, all right, we're done here. We're way over the break. All right, that is Big Deal No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Coming up next, final segment. So, college football rankings are out, playoff rankings are out. Where's USC? Where's UCLA? And where are the Pac-12 teams in general? We'll touch on that coming up next.
We're suspicious minds. Yeah. It's a very good karaoke song, by the way, for anybody that's going karaokeing tonight or ever. Why can't you see?
Go ahead, sing it, Cappy, because I don't know what the hell. I don't
what
know the song
that well. What you doing to me?
Yeah.
I'm so fat and juicy right now, I would fit perfectly into one of those
Whoa.
Elvis jumpsuits. What's up, Laura?
I was going to say something because you usually butcher impersonations, but this one, I feel like Elvis really did sound like that. But then you said something, and I'm like, my mind just went, sorry. So,
fat and juicy?
I'm not saying anything now.
Definitely would fit right into that jumpsuit, looking good, too. So, hey, George, I know that you, probably like so many other sports fans in L.A., I probably don't even care about the World Series, right?
Nope. Yeah. I mean, I will look, I've said that if it's on a night where there's no interesting NBA games and there's no football, then I'm in.
Okay, so I was watching the Brooklyn-Chicago NBA game.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about Kyrie and I got really frustrated because I can't stand him.
Yeah.
And so I left and I went over to Fox, who has the World Series.
You don't have a league pass, right?
I don't.
Oh, because there's like a really good Heat Warriors game right now. It's tied at 109 with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, wow. That is a good game. It's only on the League Pass, or I can't find it on?
Yeah, it's on League Pass. Yeah.
Well, so anyway, I left TNT, which had Brooklyn-Chicago, and I went over to Fox, where they've got the Phillies and the Astros.
Right.
And so I know nobody's going to be watching, but I'm going to keep my eye on it because it's more interesting than a seventh regular season NBA basketball game. Philadelphia 7, Houston 0, bottom of the fifth. 7-0, Phillies.
Good.
Philadelphia.
I hope Philly wins.
What a year!
Everybody in LA is hoping for Philly to win for the most part.
What a year! Philadelphia. The Phillies are in the World Series. The Eagles are considered by most to be the best team in the NFC, and their soccer team is playing Saturday against the LAFC. Against the LAFC in the bank. A chance for a championship for the LAFC.
Go black and gold, just saying.
Black and gold.
At the bank.
I put on my Instagram today my box that was sent from the LAFC. George, yeah. You like the scarf you got, huh?
I did. It's very nice.
Scarf is really fire, mm-hmm. I think. I'm showing it right now to everybody who's watching on YouTube. I do like the scarf. Anyway, you were about to talk about USC and the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. So USC's the highest ranking Pac-12 team is Oregon. They are number 8. USC is right behind them at 9. UCLA at 12, and I believe Utah at 14. So the top 4 Pac-12 teams are right in it, and we're about 2 weeks away, basically, from finding out who the two teams in the Pac-12 championship are going to be.
Sitting here playing with this scarf. Do you know that the price tag is still on this scarf that we received, George?
I did not. No,
don't say it.
How much do you think a scarf costs?
Well, for you, it was free, so I think you should worry about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, don't.
Why?
Like, that's
it's
not
tacky.
That is tacky? Super tacky, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a good, perfect word for it. Because it's a free gift for you, Cap, and it's like, hey, here's a free gift, so because, you know, we want you to get excited about LAFC, and you're like, oh, this is really expensive.
Well, I didn't say that it was really expensive. I was saying, what do you suppose one of these things costs?
How about we just don't do that?
Yeah, it's a nice gift.
That's
so
just lame. Why are we lame? You're the lame one being a tacky ass trying to tell people what it costs.
Tacky ass.
I just love how you guys, you know how you said how Clinton's not the arbiter of cool? How come you always get to be the arbiter of what is cool, what isn't, what's tacky, what's not? Dude, it's interesting.
I'm not the arbiter of it, but I would say, like, do you think that's good etiquette to say that?
Why not? What's it matter? I mean, do people know what these things cost? I mean, I didn't know what it cost. I was surprised at the price tag.
People can look it up
there.
Online, bro.
Who cares?
It's a free gift.
Jesus.
Why is it tacky?
I just thought
I don't
it was
understand.
Tacky. Sorry, Cappy.
No, it is. Okay. It's true, though.
It's all right.
Not trying to go all like, oh, you guys all gang up on me, but I'm with them on this one.
No, gang up on me. I don't care. I have no interest. I don't care. I mean, listen, I don't find it to be tacky. They sent a gift. It had a price tag on it. I would have no idea what does it cost for a scarf from the LAFC until I noticed that the price tag was still on it. And by the way, let me just say, mm-hmm. thanks a lot, LAFC. That was really, really sweet of you guys.
Probably
to send
should have
such
started
a beautiful,
that on the front end.
Such a beautiful box that you guys sent. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, like, honestly, I thought it was, because Sedano had his jersey the other day. We got him, like, a few years ago, and I have mine. My dad loved it, and he wanted to take mine. I was like, no. So I bought him one. Like, you know what I mean? And the price was on that one. I didn't care. I'm like, you know, I got a gifted one. I'm not going to be like, hey, this is what it cost them, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just techie. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, nobody's the arbiter of anything, but when all three of us feel like it's kind of tacky, like there's
when
probably
all three
something
of you
to it.
No, that's actually good for me. I actually like it when it's all three of you. It always tells me that I'm okay. I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I would say, generally speaking, you saying like, I don't find it tacky. I feel like that's something that you generally lack in these situations.
Tact.
Lindsay, I will tell you honestly on the air, coming from you, that means jack squat to me. Just so you know.
Tell me how you really feel.
Not one. That gives me no. I have no issue with that at all. In fact, now I'm even sure it wasn't tacky.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and say what you want
to
say.
Then
we won't warn you anymore.
Thank you.
All right.
Like you
go
say,
tell
you do you.
Go do you, Cappy.
I'm going to do me right now.
All right. See you.